It's Saturday morning and time for the Coaches Show. An in-depth look at high school sports with the coaches and players behind the headlines on News Radio KWOS 950 and 104.5. Here's Missouri Hall of Fame sportscaster Kevin Kelly.
Luke Northweather's had a very good start, as has Quinn Cushion. What has surprised you with your basketball team? Anything at this point in time?
You know, I would say early on when we played in the conference tournament without our football guys, the guys that stepped up and took advantage of their opportunity to play, you know, guys, Zach Henry, Justin Backus, Braden Lehman, guys like that who have been practicing since day one. And what it has done is added to our depth. Now that we've got everybody, those guys got some experience in that tournament. And if we need to go deeper on the bench, those guys are, you know, in the rotation a little bit and able to play some minutes and help us out because they've been there, you know, early in the season. So that's probably, I don't know if that's a surprise, but it you know, made us happy after that tournament, knowing that our depth was probably a little better than we had expected.
All right, the 28th, 29th, and 30th, it's the Grade 8 tournament. You will open up at 2:30 on the 28th against Elias, then right back on the 29th as you'll meet the Jays at 7:30. And then on the 30th, it'll be a basketball game against Father Tolton at 2:30. Before we take a quick look at each one of those teams as far as you prepare for those ball games, with the fact that you know, and sometimes in a tournament you don't know till late who your opponent is the next day. You know right now, and you have known for a while, these three opponents in these 3 days. Does it change how you approach things?
You know, maybe a little bit, just because we know the style and that we're preparing for. So we can work on some different things, you know, leading up to practice here over the next couple of days in regards to each team. Personnel-wise, I would say we would still go day by day. But, you know, you mentioned summer basketball earlier. We have all played so much against each other in the summer and in fall leagues that there's not much to hide as far as personnel goes. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows each other and knows tendencies and you know who the shooters are and who the ball handlers are and those type of things. So there's not a whole lot to go over as far as personnel goes. You know, practicing against different styles, defenses, and things like that we'll take care of, but the overall preparation, I would say, would be a little easier this year just because of what you said, just knowing who we're playing.
All right, Elias on the 28th. Give us a quick scouting report.
Well coached. A lot of shooters on the floor. They really can spread you out, get their motion offense going, find the open guy, knock down shots, and then they got Johans in the middle that is a workhorse and rebounds really well. So, you know, they like to get out and guard you. You're going to have to take care of the basketball and, you know, fundamentally sound.
Is there a key matchup in that game?
You know, I would Desmond White for us is somebody that we're going to really – he's been playing really, really well. You know, Malcolm Davis, those two guys stand out offensively. It would be interesting to see, you know, how we can guard them. And then, of course, you know, us with Luke Northweather and, you know, kind of the same thing with them. How are they going to guard that?
All right, on the 29th, you'll have Jefferson City. They are 1-5 on the season, but the teams that they've lost to are a combined 20-4.
Yeah, you really can't look at their record. You know, we had the opportunity to play them in the Jamboree, so there's a little familiarity there. You know, they're just right there, ready to, I think, they're one of those teams they get a win and they could go on a roll and win several. You know, they guard really well. They have the opportunity or the ability to shoot the ball as well. Sterling Deshay is probably, you know, one of the best players in the area. And he's a guy that on any given night can go for 30 plus. And so, you know, thinking back to the Jamboree, they did a really good job defensively, I think. You know, we're going to have to take care of the basketball. They like to get up and press and guard you full court. And so, you know, that's something we'll prepare for.
December the 30th, the final day of the tournament at 2:30. You will take on Father Tolton, and people still talking about that district title game in Eldon.
Yeah, that was – we've talked about that, a great, great game. There's, you know, they graduated several key players, but they've got Javon Porter. He's back as a junior, and what I've seen so far, you can tell that he has improved even more in the off season. I know he had a 40-plus point game early in the season, and a couple games in the mid-20s. So that'd be a great matchup between him and Luke. And you know, they've got some guys around him that have kind of been waiting patiently for their turn, and you can tell that they haven't dropped off at all.
Yeah, that game's going to be a key as far as the play in the lane is concerned, isn't it?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of big bodies on the floor and a lot of space taken up in the lane. And, you know, both players, both of those guys play inside out, you know, have the ability to stretch the floor, knock down threes, but really bang as well around the basket.
That'll be three great days of basketball, won't it?
It really will. You know, it'll be different. Crowds won't be as big, and you know, some of the bells and whistles of the tournament with the slam dunk and the three-point contest and the banquet and all that aren't happening because of the pandemic. But the bottom line is these guys still get to play three quality basketball games over Christmas break, and we don't have to take a long, you know, break between games. So it's still a great opportunity for us.
Coach, thanks for the visit this morning. We'll see you on Monday.
All right, thanks, Kevin.
Blair Oaks Falcons head basketball coach Ryan Fick. We're back with more after the break. The Coaches Show on KWOS.
The closer you get to retirement, the more questions you might have. Is 2021 the year you can retire? It may be time to prepare what you've saved in your retirement plans to work for you the rest of your life. Greg Frank at Missouri Hills Wealth Management will answer any questions you might have. Get started today at MissouriHillsWealth.com. Let Greg strive to make your retirement everything you imagined. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
The cold's coming. If you've got outdoor projects that need to be done, Frontier Metal and Versailles can help. Whatever metal, lumber, or tool you need to finish, or maybe start the job, Frontier Metal has it. And if you're not sure what you need, the award-winning customer service at Frontier Metal is ready with options and solutions for individuals or commercial companies. They can help with new doors and windows, too.
Hi, I'm Jerry Martin from Frontier Metal. Frontier Metal, your new frontier in building materials off Highway 52 in Versailles and at frontiermetal.biz.
Midmo 1976. Homes are ravaged by roof problems inflicted by Sergeant Storm and his bad weather battalion. Meanwhile, at the Hodges Roofing Headquarters, Greg Hodges, a mild-mannered yet obsessive serial roofer, is the greatest hope of defeating Storm and his henchmen, for he will become the Gray Panther! Savior of the shingle, rescuer of the rafter, guardian of the gable, defender of the downspout, and builder of the best, most reliable roof systems the city has ever seen.
This is Greg A. Hodges, a.k.a. the Gray Panther. I wasn't always the Gray Panther. Of course, my hair wasn't always gray either. That explains the gray part. But the panther part, well, maybe it's because I'm frequently spotted on roofs, prowling around for leaks, cracks, or anything else that compromises a perfect roof system. Maybe it's because when you see me on your roof, you know you're protected. When you need me, send me a signal at HodgesMo.com. Don't worry, I only bite bad guys.
Hodges Roofing, home of the Gray Panther, keeping friends and family safe under higher quality roof systems since 1976.
Are dry air and viruses cruising your street looking for their next victim?
That's the one, Marv. That's the silver tuna. It's loaded with people and pets. Let's get in there and wreak some havoc on their skin and sinuses. Maybe throw in some cold symptoms.
Uncomfortable.
At AirServe, we believe the air in which you live and breathe should be comfortable and clean. Whole home humidifiers can keep your home and skin feeling great.
Comfortable.
Go to AirServe.com to schedule your appointment today.
AirServe will put you in your comfort zone.
I work in JC, but I have no qualms about driving to Holt Summit to get one of those fresh-made Speedy Bee burgers for lunch. Heck, it's not that far, but even if it were, well, if you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. If not, you gotta try one. Now Speedy Bee's has opened up a Jeff City location on Rainbow Drive. It's like Christmas came early. I don't know what to do with myself. Use the extra time for a second burger. That sounds good. Speedy Bee's. Fresh burgers, cold beer, clean bathrooms.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Welcome back. We are joined now by Jefferson City Lady Jays head basketball coach Kay Foster. Coach, it's been a good month of December for the Lady Jays, hasn't it?
You know what? We have had a really good month this month, and they're playing really well.
And you have a situation, too, where you're not healthy yet, are you? You're getting there?
We have not had our full team yet since season started. Between COVID and injury, we have kids in and kids out, and we're getting really close to being fully loaded, and we're looking forward to it for sure.
First year's head basketball coach, are you enjoying it?
You know, I've been basketball. I'm a gym rat, and I can't even tell you what it sounds like and feels like that first day of practice when you just hear the squeaky shoes on the floor when you walk into the gym. And it just gives me a lot of pleasure, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. And the kids are just fantastic. I've got the best kids in the world, and they make coming to practice just fun.
You know, we talked about the fact that this is your first year as head basketball coach for the Jefferson City Lady Jays, but you've been around the game quite a while, haven't you?
Yeah, I played in college, basketball and softball at Missouri Western State University for 4 years, and I've been in the club scene. I've coached quite a few kids, Nafisa Collier, Sarah Ryan, that went on to play and have fantastic professional careers. Morgan Brandt, a local girl, All-American, Lexi Uffman. I mean, I've just had, you know, just been very blessed to have fantastic young ladies that are still a part of the college game and high school game today. And it's just beyond rewarded me personally more than what I've ever given them.
Tell me about your basketball team heading into the tournament next week.
Well, we are only have one man down as far as getting her back in, and she's getting close. You know, we've got some rust to get off. We got some fix-it things that we've got to work on, and the kids know what we're striving for on that. And now it's just a matter of getting everybody back healthy, getting them into the positions they're going to be successful at, and then starting to get into that fine oil machine that we want to be, you know, when February comes, ready to roll there. So that's what we're kind of shooting for, is trying to get ready to roll so we can win a district championship.
Lady Jays fans know these names: Kara Daly, Sarah Linthicum, Hannah Nilges, just a few of the many players on the Lady Jays basketball team.
The history of Lady Jay basketball, we've taken three teams to the Final Four so far. I'm sorry, four teams to the Final Four so far. And this is a group of kids that have definitely made their impact on the Lady J program, and they've definitely made an impact in the Lady J history. And what they don't realize, which they will, is the impact they're having on our younger future Lady Jays, because they're going to pull those kids in and interact with them on some things we have coming up that will impact the program far beyond what they've done the last 4 years.
You come into the tournament 6-1 on the season, and numbers that I crunched last night, averaging about 63 points a ball game.
Yes, we can score. We have a lot of work to do on the defensive end. The I've actually held them back as far as not scoring as much as we could, just because I don't like to run up scores. I think that's not classy. But they have a knack of, it's instinctive. You can't really coach it. It's instinctive of being in the right place at the right time, and they do that really well. They move without the ball really well, which makes them really hard to guard.
You will not have a game on the 28th. Columbia Hickman not able to attend the Jefferson Bank Holiday Hoops Invitational, so you will open up the tournament on the 29th as you will meet the Blair Oaks Lady Falcons at 5 o'clock, and then on the 30th you will take on the Helias Lady Crusaders. All right, quick capsule. First of all, take a look at this Blair Oaks basketball team. You played them not too long ago.
I have a deep respect for both teams in the tournament. Blair Oaks has a fantastic young coach, just oozing with potential. He's going to take those girls a long way. He understands the game. He's hard to coach against because I know he understands the game, and he's done some tactical things that I respect. And he's got some really fine young players, Bailey Rice Miller and the fifth young lady that can really get that team going, and I look for them. They're going to be a challenge for anybody they play. So that's going to be a tough game for us going forward. It's always hard to play someone two times, three times in the season, and we know that. We are not looking past them at all and are going to prepare for them actually today at practice. As far as Helias goes, you know, it's Helias. They have a great team this year. They've got, of course, the Byers girl that's going to Missouri State. She's the hub of their team. She distributes the ball well. We know that she's someone that we're going to have to pay a lot of attention to. Their best shooter on the team is Bernskatter. My gosh, she's so underrated. She could play college ball at several colleges. I know that I've already talked to some colleges about her and opportunities for her to play down the road. Just very underrated. And they've got a nice little freshman, Ada Kelling, that has added a whole new dimension to their lineup. And another little girl, I think, that moved in from New Bloomfield this year. And she has taken over the point guard duties and does a nice job. So we are looking forward to that battle. I know my kids are already pumped up about that. And once again, preparation for that started last week. And we'll be prepared to play both games.
The closer you get to retirement, the more questions you might have. Is 2021 the year you can retire? It may be time to prepare what you've saved in your retirement plans to work for you the rest of your life. Greg Frank at Missouri Hills Wealth Management will answer any questions you might have. Get started today at MissouriHillsWealth.com. Let Greg strive to make your retirement everything you imagined. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Welcome back to the Coaches Show. We are joined now by Helias Lady Crusaders head basketball coach Garrett Wiggins. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Describe your coaching style as far as the head basketball coach.
A lot of energy. And sometimes the girls probably think it's too much, but I like to get up and down the floor and get my girls make or miss, get the ball out of the hoop or rebound and get it down the floor and shoot a layup.
Yeah, I've got on my notes here, get out and go is what the Lady Crusaders like to do.
Yep, yeah, I mean, I've said this a million times to the girls. I know they're sick of hearing it, but the layup is the easiest shot in basketball. So, the quicker we can get it down the other end of the floor and not have to run a half-court offense, the better off we're coming.
What do you like most about coaching?
Just impacting young kids. And, not just piling up wins or anything like that. It's all about, seeing them be successful, putting a smile on their face when they do something they didn't think they could do and hopefully impact them for life.
We're going to talk about the first month of the season that the Lady Crusaders have had, and we'll talk about this basketball tournament coming up next week. But I wanted to get your thoughts, first of all, on the Central Missouri Activities Conference. That's the first thing. The second thing I want to get your thoughts about as far as the district's assignments that came out recently. First of all, let's talk about the conference.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been one of those things where, why is this taking so long to do? It just makes sense. But I think it's great. It gives our kids, something else to play for. It's been a long time since Elias has been in a conference, since the NCMC days. And we play a majority of these schools anyways. So it just kind of made sense that the CMAC would form. And it's fun to compete with all these schools, especially, the Columbia schools that are a little bigger than us. But it kind of gives us, and them too, something else to play for.
Mm-hmm.
And the district seedings, you never know with us where we're going to go, east, west, north, south. You just never know. But it has us going south, and it's going to be a very, very tough district, that's for sure. I know. I believe West Plains is still undefeated. I know Rollins is very, very good. It's going to be a tough one to get out of. But we're gonna do our best, give it our best shot, and hopefully repeat as district champions.
You know, it was a situation, too, when they came out with the district assignments, and we've gone to six classes as far as basketball is concerned. And when they came out with the information, one of the things you're looking at is there was the potential for a private school to have a boys' basketball team in one class and the girls' basketball team in another class, and that's exactly what happened to Helias. The Crusaders moved from class four to class six. The Lady Crusaders moved from class four to class five, but they're not in the same class as the boys are.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's kind of strange how, you know, all that happens. And in our situation, it really didn't change much as far as schools. We're kind of playing the same, you know, the same district we would have played last year with six classes. But, you know, it's unfortunate for the boys' side, you know, with them being hit by the championship factor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where basically they're getting penalized for winning and being successful in the last previous, you know, 6 years, jumping up to class six. It doesn't seem right, but, you know, I know Coach Joe's going to put his head down and get to work and try to win the class six championship. So.
All right, next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's the Jefferson Bank Holiday Hoops Invitational. It's a boys-girls doubleheader, if you will, to start the tournament at noon on Monday the 28th. You will take on the Blair Oaks Lady Falcons, followed by the Helias Crusaders taking on the Blair Oaks Falcons. And then on Tuesday, I'm double-checking my schedule here. I think you are off on Tuesday, correct?
Yeah.
Right.
I know Hickman had dropped out, and they were trying to find an opponent, but as of right now, I don't think they have found anyone. So, yeah, that's correct. We were probably off on Tuesday.
Right. So it was originally scheduled for you to take on Columbia Hickman at noon on the 29th. So right now there's no game for the Lady Crusaders on the 29th. And then December the 30th, a 5 o'clock game as you will meet the Lady Jays. Before we get a scouting report on those two basketball teams, give us a scouting report on the Lady Crusaders. You've had a very good month of December.
Yeah, we have. You know, we've just coming off the People's Bank Championship at Sullivan. You know, we played a very, very good St. James team in the championship. You know, we ended up beating them by 15, but the score felt like we won by one. You know, they were right there majority of the game. And then, you know, coming home for our first home game, we had senior night against Fatima. Fatima is a very, very good basketball team, well coached. You know, and that was a nail-biter. Had to go to overtime to decide that one. And but the girls have really bought in. We're healthy, you know, and we're excited to have the opportunity to play basketball, especially, you know, now when it's kind of uncertain. But, you know, the Crusaders are alive and well so far, and everybody's bought in and doing well.
Would you describe your team as a young basketball team? It looks like it is a young basketball team when you take a look at your roster and the number of seniors and the number of underclassmen that you have.
Yeah, I definitely say we're young. You know, it's a nice mixture. I wish we were a little more experienced, but, you know, that's you know, how high school basketball goes. But, you know, two seniors, two juniors, and I think we have two sophomores and then four freshmen. So we are loaded in the back end of the young department. But, you know, with Kylie and Lindsay kind of leading things from the top, you know, the two senior spots, you know, kind of balances out a little bit.
Yeah, all district selections from a year ago. Tell me a little bit more about Lindsay Byers and Kylie Bernsketter.
Very, very, very blessed to have those two, especially my first year as a head coach. You know, I coached both of these girls when they were freshmen on the freshman team here, and you know, they're yin and yang, really. You know, if one's having an off night, the other one's usually on, and vice versa. You know, I know I said this to Tom Rackers the other day, and I think Nick Saban was spot on when he said, you know, if your two best players are your two best people, then you're going to have a really, really good team. And that's exactly what I have here. I have two great girls, and they're very good at basketball and making my life a little easier here in the early going.
I would say, too, that they're leaders on the basketball team, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, it wasn't even a big ceremony or anything where we, you know, had kids vote. I mean, we had two senior captains, and those were Lindsay and Kylie, and everybody was in total agreement. And yeah, on and off the court, they're kind of our leaders. And you know, if I need to have that second coach on the floor, I know I can trust them.
Do they bring different things to the table for you on the basketball floor?
Yeah, for sure they do. You know, Kylie's kind of that scorer that can, you know, that can streak for three pointer, and she's going to defend you, and she's going to get out and right at midcourt and sit down and defend you. And Lindsay's more of the cerebral player where she's constantly figuring out ways how she can beat you, you know, and she's going to knock down a three here and there if you're not paying attention to her, but. You know, she's really good at getting in the lane and finishing, and got that left hand that, you know, it's hard for a lot of people to guard. So, you know, they're two different kind of styles of defenders and two different kind of styles of attackers on the offensive end.
And they're not the only two players you have on this basketball team, obviously. Who else has had a good December for you?
Adelyn Kelling, you know, 6-foot freshman, has definitely stepped in and you know, filled a huge role that we needed, some size and links down low, and it's been really fun to see her kind of develop here. I know she's, I think, three games where she's had 20 plus points, so she's been a much needed addition to this team, and you know, I always have to remind myself that she's still a freshman, but she has played extremely well.
Got a couple numbers I want to get your comments on. First of all, I have you coming into the basketball game next week, averaging 64 points a game on offense, giving up 43 points a game on defense. Your thoughts on those?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of accumulation of, you know, my style of play, I guess. You know, it's, we need to hit the ball down the other end and shoot the easy shots as many times as we can. And that's one thing that I kind of appreciate, you know, how many points can I put on the board? If you can score in the 60s in high school girls basketball, you're going to have a good shot at winning. Obviously, you got to keep the other team, you know, out of the scoring column too. But, you know, I think right around that number is going to be good for us. You know, some of these, you know, tighter games, you might only get in the 40s. But, you know, that's a goal for us, to see how many points we can put up and keep our opponent low.
And as we mentioned, the Jefferson Bank Holiday Hoops Invitational is the 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Fleming Fieldhouse. You will open up noon on the 28th against Blair Oaks. You've played them already this season, haven't you?
Yeah, we sure have. You know, it's like Blair Oaks, it's going to be a tough one. And, it was no different in our first game of the season with them at their place. So, you know, they're very, very good. And Coach Moore's got those skills rolling, and it's going to be a tough one, especially in this holiday tournament. They're going to be ready to go, so we're going to have to match them.
And then on the 30th, you will take on the Jefferson City Lady Jays at 5:00. Coming into that basketball game, if they win and you win earlier in the week, you will come in with a mark of 7-0, and they will be 7-1. That ought to be a heck of a basketball game.
Yeah, it should be. You know, and it's going to be one of those where. You know, we're kind of playing with house money, really. You know, they're very, very, very talented. You know, they have size and they have girls that can shoot from anywhere. If you have Hannah Nill just steps in the gym, somebody needs to probably guard her. But it's going to be one of those where they're way older than us. We're much younger. We're a smaller school, and we're really not going to have much to lose. But, we're going to go into that game with the idea that we're going to win. That's the way it's going to be, and the girls will be focused, and it should be a good matchup.
When you take a look at the Lady Jays game on December the 30th, is there a key matchup for you in that game?
I think the key for us is how we're going to play, what style are we going to play, you know. With them being so big, you know, we're going to have to do some things defensively and some things offensively. And I think the key is when we go into that game is what is our mindset? You know, are we going to, you know, lay down to the Lady Jays because, you know, they are big, they're, you know, you're well coached, or are we gonna stand up and punch back and fight and have that winning mentality that's gotten us to, you know, be 6-0 already. So I think that's going to be key, is keeping the girls focused on the big picture, and that is preparing to win a basketball game.
You know, we've asked all the coaches that are involved in the tournament next week about this, the setup this year. You know, typically in a tournament, you don't know until later in the day who you're playing the next day. You've had this situation where you know, and you've known for a while now, as far as the schedule is concerned, you know who you are playing and when you are playing them. Does that change your coaching style at all in preparing?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, especially with the teams that we're playing, you know, it's not somebody from out of state or you know, somebody in the past like Blue Springs or St. Joe Benton. We kind of know, you know, Blair Oaks, Hickman, and JC. You know, they're kind of, you know, similar teams that we always play. So, not really. If it was, like I said, if it was somebody from out of town, it would kind of change things up. But it gives you more time to prepare and watch film and get a scouting report ready for the girls.
Coach, thanks for the visit this morning. Good luck next week at the Jefferson Bank Holiday Hoops Invitational.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Helias Lady Crusaders head basketball coach Garrett Wiggins. Again, they will play against Blair Oaks at noon on December the 28th. Let's give you the entire schedule for the Fleming Fieldhouse for the Joe Mockins Grade 8 Classic and the Jefferson Bank Holiday Hoops Invitational. Again, December the 28th, 29th, and 30th. Here's your schedule on the 28th. At noon, it'll be the Helias Lady Crusaders meeting the Blair Oaks Lady Falcons, followed by Helias against Blair Oaks boys basketball game at 2:30, no game at 5, and then at 7:30, the Jefferson City Jays will meet Father Tolton. We'll have the Helias game at 2:30 and the Jays game at 7:30 right here on KWOS on December the 28th. On the 29th, no game at noon, 2:30 game, Helias meets Father Tolton. Then at 5 o'clock, the Lady Jays will meet the Blair Oaks Lady Falcons, followed by the Jefferson City Jays against the Blair Oaks Falcons at 7:30. We're on the air at 7:15 with our pregame show, 7:30 with the play-by-play on December the 29th. And then on the 30th, there is no game at noon. At 2:30, Blair Oaks will meet Father Tolton in a boys basketball game. At 5 o'clock, the Jefferson City Lady Jays meet the Helias Lady Crusaders. Then at 7:30, the Jays against Helias will have that game for you right here on KWOS. Again, December the 28th, 29th, and 30th, all games will be at the Fleming Fieldhouse. It's the Joe Mockins Grade 8 Classic and the Jefferson Bank Holiday Hoops Invitational. Back with more after the break.
The closer you get to retirement, the more questions you might have. Is 2021 the year you can retire? It may be time to prepare what you've saved in your retirement plans to work for you the rest of your life. Greg Frank at Missouri Hills Wealth Management will answer any questions you might have. Get started today at MissouriHillsWealth.com. Let Greg strive to make your retirement everything you imagined. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
If you're interested in building a great career, the Missouri Army National Guard is interested in you. The Guard will pay you to train for a wide range of jobs, such as engineering, combat arms, logistics, transportation, and military police. The skills you'll learn are needed in the Guard and are in high demand in the civilian job market. Plus, you may be eligible for a $20,000 bonus and student loan repayment. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Missouri Army National Guard, aired by the Missouri Broadcasters Association and this station.
There are a lot of things in life that we check. We check our blood pressure. We check our bank account. We check in with our family and friends. When's the last time you had someone check your vehicle? Make sure your car is ready for winter by having it checked out by the car doctors at Frosty's Auto Clinic. We'll check your vehicle, including your oil, your antifreeze, battery, defroster, heater, and belts and hoses. Check us out on Veterans Lane in Jefferson City or find Frosty's on Facebook. At Frosty's Auto Clinic, the doctor is in.
We're back, and it's been a beautiful game so far. By beautiful, you mean really disturbing and gross that we're watching, you know, bugs play humans in football. The bugs have been a nightmare to deal with all game long. They just don't want to go down. The humans have thrown everything at them, literally. Flip-flops, magazines, remote controls, but the bugs just keep coming. So here we go. 49 seconds remain here in Mid-Missouri's first ever Bug Bowl. The humans trailing the bugs by a field goal. Patrick Mosquitoes. Back to pass, lobs it for Ty Eek at Hill, and it's intercepted by Steve Pest Control. Steve's flying down the sideline in a red truck, which seems kind of unfair, to be honest. Hits the brakes at the 10, rumbling, stumbling to the 5. Touchdown, Steve's! That was insane. Once again, the Bugs have been bested by your friend in the pest control business.
This is Steve with Steve's Pest Control. We're going to solve your pest problems. I guarantee it.
Steve's Pest Control.
The Helias Foundation would like to wish a Merry Christmas and a Happy and Healthy New Year to our corporate sponsors for their support of Helias Catholic High School and Helias Foundation, American Family Insurance, Greg Cobb Agency, Capital Region Medical Center, Central Bank, Coca-Cola Bottling Company, DeLong's and Diamond Pet Foods, Farmer Holding Company, Freeman Mortuary, Hawthorne Bank and Huber & Associates, Jefferson Bank, Quick Car, Riley Chevrolet Toyota, Treehouse Excavating, and Winter Dent. We also want to extend the warmest of holiday wishes to alumni, businesses, the community, and friends of Helias.
The KWOS Coaches Show.
Welcome back. We are joined now by Blair Oaks Lady Falcons head basketball coach Brandon Moore. If that name sounds familiar, it should, as far as Falcon basketball fans are concerned. Boy, you had a great career at Blair Oaks, didn't you?
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Your name's on the record books over there, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got the career scoring over here, but I don't like to talk about it too much.
Well, you're back at your alma mater, aren't you?
That's right. Yeah, it feels good.
All right, first year's head basketball coach. How has the experience been so far for you?
It's been great, man. Quite a learning experience on this end. There's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that you don't get to necessarily see as a player or as an assistant coach. And so definitely relied on Darren, who's been here the last 3 years. Coach Heckman, everybody knows him, and then Coach Fick as well. So those guys have been a huge help. Just kind of getting comfortable and learning what goes on behind the scenes.
As a basketball player, when did you think about maybe wanting to be a head coach?
Well, I've always loved the game, and I've always been a student of the game. And so I think pretty early on I knew that I, based on the way that I dissected the game and just watched it, I wanted to be involved as soon as I finished up my career in college. And so I always stayed close to it, especially during college. I did a lot of individual workouts and things like that, and I just wanted to help the youth and just teach them the game at a higher level, and I think I'm very passionate about that. And so being in this position today, it's pretty exciting and thankful for the opportunity, to say the least.
How would you describe your coaching style?
I'm pretty aggressive, but on the women's side, you know, I just feel like I can relate to the kids well. I'm very patient. I'm a patient person. So even though I'm more aggressive and I want kids to learn and to grow, I'm not going to get into them too much. I'm going to be patient with them and help them understand, like I said, the game at the higher level, and sometimes you just have to learn each individual athlete in order to do that and make a connection with them. So definitely probably patience would be first, and then after that, you know, I like to be up and down. If you guys see the games, you know, I'm going to be flying up and down the sideline and getting after it a little bit. I think that's important. The players need to see that energy so that they can play with it as well.
All right, tell me about your basketball team.
So, we've got 5 returning seniors this year, and they've kind of been a strong force for us. You know, last year as juniors, they really got thrown into the fire, and so they had to learn how to play at a faster pace at the varsity level, and I think that experience has paid off for us this year. And so, like I said, they kind of set the tone for us, and all of them will play for us as well. And then we also have, you know, 4 to 5 that will come off the bench for us. Yeah, it includes a sophomore and a freshman as well. So pretty young in that regard. But, you know, we've got some pretty good scoring all around. And we've got 3 top scorers. I think, you know, you guys have probably heard about them. But Mallory Fick, Alyssa Hargis, and Bailey Rissmiller, they're our top 3. And we kind of rely on them to put the ball in the basket for us. And then any bench points you can get, of course, helps as well. But, like I said, they kind of lead the pace for us. And, again, this year it's just trying to build off of some of the things that we saw last year. I think defensively we've cleaned some things up a lot. We're playing really good on that end. We're rebounding really well. I think we're leading in that margin, or in that category rather. So we just want to continue to build off of some of those things. And of course, you know, we have a very tough schedule this year, so mm-hmm. trying to navigate that has been challenging. And now we're going right into the holiday tournament with 2 very tough teams again, Helias and JC, which both teams that we faced already this season. So we may have to mix some things up, but give them a different look. And we just have to continue to try and maintain confidence as much as possible with the team. And I think that's anytime you have a tough schedule, you have to find the key takeaways out of it and not get down on yourself. So
yeah, you mentioned, I mean, you're 5-4 coming into the tournament, and your losses have been to Hollis, Jefferson City, Boonville, and Fatima. And taking a look at their records, Hollis is undefeated at 6-0. The Jays are 6-1, and I believe Fatima is 8-1. So you've played a very tough schedule the first month.
Yeah, very tough. And quality programs and quality coaches, you know. So it's tough to go up against teams like that, especially when it's back-to-back in some scenarios. You know, we played Jeff City, turn around, played Fatima. That's two very tough teams. But you just have to, like I said, find a way to pull the positives out of there and continue to improve as much as possible. And so sometimes that can be hard on high school athletes. You know, a loss is a loss. And but you have to, like I said, go back, watch the film, and pull out some things that we felt like we did really well, and continue to build on those things and understand that when we get into our league, it should get a little bit easier. And the reason you play a tough schedule in these good teams is down the stretch in the postseason, it should make things a little bit easier for you.
You will open up the tournament on December the 28th at noon as you will take on Hollis. As you mentioned, you've already played the Lady Crusaders. A quick scouting report.
Yeah, they're long, and I think they're much improved from last year. They play with really good pace. You know, they've got a few college basketball players on the team. The freshman has done a great job for them this year. She actually hurt us a lot, had 25 points against us in that first matchup. The biggest thing with them is we've got to be able to handle the basketball and not turn it over. They forced us into 22 turnovers that first time around, and I took a lot of credit for that. It was the second game of the season, and I don't think I had us quite ready as far as against their press. They run a really good 2-2-1 press. They're going to be active. Like I said, they're long. They get deflections, and they just make you uncomfortable and make you play faster than you want to play. And then in the half court, they get in that 1-3-1, and it is just, it's longer than it looks. You can watch it on film all day, but until you play against it, it's just different. So, you know, we just need to be able to prep for that. And they also do man-to-man as well, so just making sure we're you know, crisp on our stuff and making sure we can handle it. You know, also from a defensive standpoint, we need to make sure that we cut down their shooters. Byers and Bernsketter, those are two seniors that can definitely put the ball in the basket for them, great players. So we just have to try and key off on really those three and make sure we can do the best we can to, like I said, take care of the basketball and play good defense and play good on both ends of the floor, as every coach would say, but just had to make sure we execute there.
About 30 seconds left to go in our program. December the 29th, 5 o'clock, you'll take on the Lady Jays.
Yeah, that's a tough one there for anybody in the state. I think they're just so long, so athletic. They've got, you know, obviously the bigs can get the ball from a rebound out of the basket, and they can take it 94 feet themselves. And so being able to just stop that, you know, you watch them on film all day long, but it's another team that you get in the game and you don't realize how fast they are. And Neil just does a great job of playing with great pace, and she's just consistently playing at that pace throughout the entire game. It wears you down. So we're going to have to do a really great job of just trying to slow them down and probably slow the game down as well. And then you get in the half court, and they're just going to guard you man-to-man. It's kind of what you see at almost like the college level. You know, it's man-to-man, and they're just going to get into you, and they're going to play great off ball screens and things like that. So you got to find a way to just take care of the basketball and run your stuff and get the ball in the basket.
News Radio 950, 8 o'clock.